Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into center field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Groat moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. Groat scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Burgess moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente throws the ball into Groat, who tags Brock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Groat applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Lowrie now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Groat, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Larry, and towards Hubbs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Hubbs, who tags Clendenon, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burgess scores. Clemente moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. It's 4-0, Pirates. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Al Larry. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McEnany for the out. Bertel moves to second. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Brock reaches second base with a double. Bertel scores. It's 4-1, Pirates. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Girard now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive towards short. Grammas catches it and throws to first to double up Schofield. 2 outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. Grammas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clemente scores. Clendenin moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel fires to third and picks off Clendenin. Verdon moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will pinch hits for Dave Girard. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Banks moves to second. It's 5-3, Pirates. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Santo reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. Earl Francis now pitching. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. Grammas hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to third. Don Landrum pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Mo Thacker now catching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Thacker and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs bunts towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Verdon is chasing the ball. Altman rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Pirates. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart pinch hits for Diomedes Olivo. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grammas is 0 for 3 in the game. Grammas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thacker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Groat is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Skinner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burgess is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Grote goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 6, Cubs, 6. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McKnight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Hubbs reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.